Hi guys, this is Chris from the Connected for Learning, the podcast. We're back with another podcast. So here's Karina to talk about what this podcast is about.
All right. Hey, everyone. In this episode, we interviewed one of the high school's biology teachers, Miss Angela Rouse, about how she uses technology in her classroom and how it affects the students' learning and her teaching.
So my name's Angela Rouse, and I've been teaching for 16 years, and this is my second year in Rice City, and my second year teaching pre-AP biology, and that's how I got invited here, these cool people. I think technology is what I've always been interested in, so even when I first started teaching, I got involved really quick in technology, and so I'm really happy to be talking to you guys about it. All right, well, ask me a question.
Okay, so Ms. Rouse, how has using technology in your classroom helped your students learn?
Oh, so I like to use it because it's so engaging, and the students, like, it catches their attention, but also they get, like, immediate feedback, so I don't have to wait for me to come around and tell them if they got things right. I try to, like, use it to collaborate a lot so that I can have students in different class periods talk to each other or create slides where they're all typing at the same time and they help each other. So, and then the best thing that is because it's self-paced, since I teach mostly pre-AP and AP, some students need more time on something than others, and so the self-pacing helps.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I like about, like, our warm-ups on soccer, is that, like, even if we get them wrong, which I do, like, we get immediate feedback and, like,
it's still a learning experience, yeah. Even if you miss it, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter how many times you take it.
That's
like, you
true.
Still can learn from it.
I don't like getting
it.
Things wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always hard. But it's good to know right away.
That's true. And, yeah. Like, it's better than not knowing. I hate teachers that, like, don't, like, pass back tests and stuff so you don't, like, know right. what you got wrong.
And that's, I mean, that's one of the things as a teacher. It's way easier electronically for me to give things back. You know, sometimes I can't even read kids' handwriting. And they can't read my feedback, right? So it's really nice online to be able to turn things back in.
Smart kids have bad handwriting.
Yes.
So what are some different extensions or sites you use in your classroom?
Okay. Well, before I came to this district, we did Apple, a lot of Apple, and we're, like, finding apps all the time. But I love working with Chromebooks because the Google apps are so much more flexible. So, like, a lot of times I just have the kids use slides and we make them hyperdocs or drop things in, they can make movies that way. So a lot of the things I try to do are just within Google. Think of some of the other, I like Socrative a lot because it's easy to put a few questions in really fast and kind of mix it around. I mean, I really, the Google apps are the easiest because I know all the students are going to have it. Even if they're on their phone, they can have it too. So it's kind of nice.
How was that at your old school, like with the Apple and stuff? Did you have anything like us?
So we had students didn't get issued their own iPad, which made it really hard because they were always logging in and out, and they'd have so many people still logged in that they were in others' account all the time, and it was really hard to get them disconnected. So I really like, I think I prefer the Chromebooks. I like the keyboard better than the iPads. But as a teacher, it was better having an iPad because it gave me more freedom in the classroom to be able to run my presentations or do my attendance. The laptop's a little bulkier to carry around, so.
That's true. We could get you one of the ones that, like, we have that, like, flips around, so it's kind of like a tablet.
Cool. Yeah. Well, and I think, like, AirPlay just runs the projector so much easier. Mm. You know, it's kind of hard to find something like that on the Chromebook to run. And I've tried to do it through my phone. Sometimes I can do it that way.
Why should other teachers think about using technology in the classroom?
Okay. Well, I think, like, most of all, the classroom's such a safe place to learn anything. So not just your own content, but it's the place where we want students to practice communicating online. You know, some teachers avoid using, like, blogs and things because they're so worried about what students might write. But I think it's a really good way to kind of monitor students before they go on to college, before they're outside of in the real world, just practicing how you talk to each other and how you find information and what's a valuable resource to use. Because I think that's going to be the world we live in. And so if we're taking that away from them at school, then they're losing that chance to practice it and become adults that can use it. I mean, of course, as a teacher, it's convenient, and the grading is easier, and I hardly make any copies of anything because everything's online, which is all good. But I think it's so valuable outside of my own content to let students practice all of the things that I know they're going to need to do online. Yeah. Even typing. Kids aren't typing anymore. So.
That's true. And then, like, we have stuff like the Impero. So, like, you can monitor the students if you needed to.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, and just that having students engage frees me up to walk around and be more involved. Because when I'm running the lesson, then I'm not really able to facilitate and teach the way I need to. It's just like me shouting at a room of kids instead of one-on-one helping out. So it's just so different. Well, I do think it's better, like having done both sides, I do think, I mean, Google's what I prefer to work with students with, you know, like I like Apple and I like having apps, but trading between students and typing and all those things made it really difficult. And having to have an app, a different app for each thing was different.
Did you have, like, a Chrome squad? Did you have, like, an Apple squad?
We didn't trust an children Apple for squad. Anything.
Apple squad.
Not a single thing. You know, I have a little fourth-grade daughter, mm-hmm. and, like, she thinks Chrome squad's the coolest thing in the world.
We are.
Like, you guys are, like, you know, celebrities to them.
We are.
She's like, Mom, I can't wait until I'm there.
We can't wait to have her.
Yeah, right. We'll see. She lost her device for the night. So.
Oh.
Out.
Do you think Apple at your school would have worked better if you were, like, on a one-to-one program like we are?
Yeah, I think it would have improved. I don't know. I mean, like, really, how much do you guys use your Chromebooks for producing, I don't know, like, papers and stuff? Because it's really hard to do that on an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, typing, like, a paper? Okay, yeah, that would be hard.
Because they kept saying we're going to get rid of the desktops when we go one-to-one, and I'm thinking, how are kids going to be?
Oh, no,
like,
definitely.
It slows you down so much.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, if you have to type a paper, like, having a keyboard would be way...
I mean, in my classrooms, I let kids use their phones, because, phones are almost as big as the iPad minis, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing, but having a keyboard just makes such a difference, so... but I do think it would help, because, really, I spent, like, two of my classes teaching seventh graders how to log out of their accounts before they turned the device into the cart. It was ridiculous.
Right.
So that was really tough. They'd be in somebody's stuff, didn't realize they were in somebody else's profile. It's ridiculous.
Let's give one more thank you to Ms. Rouse for sitting down and talking with us about how she uses technology in the classroom.
All right, so if you guys have any questions or comments or things you'd like to suggest for us to talk about, then leave it in the comments below. And if you look in the description of our podcast, you'll find the resources that we talked about here. And thank you for listening, and I hope you'll be ready for our next podcast to come.
All right.